We're just, we've climbed up a hill here. Let's just take a breather. Going on a nice hike today. To start off with, could I get your full names and your positions?
I'm Daniel Kamiad. I'm the Executive Director of the Southern Vancouver Island Nature Trail Society.
Sure, I'm Andrew Pape Salmon, and I'm a director with the Society.
So talk to me a bit about the Coastal Connector proposal.
It's kind of a big vision. It's like a, I'll call it a mid-peninsula continuous trail, 18 to 20 kilometers, that goes east-west. So there's a lot of north-south, right, in this city. There's the Lock Side, although it's not entirely a nature trail. There's the Centennial. Fundamentally, our job is to connect jurisdictions. So Greater Victoria has 13 municipalities, plus the Capital Regional District, plus BC Parks, plus National Parks. So our goal is to make this a world-class trail destination, you know, akin to the Camino trails in Spain.
Paint a scene for me. Describe what they will look like when all is said and done.
Well, generally, our hope is that they would look like a relaxing stroll through nature, right? You'd be able to hear the birds around you. You'd be able to feel the ferns brushing against your legs as you walk through. Green, lush moss and forests and then a nice tidy trail that winds through the environment in a more natural way rather than a straight engineered path. We work really hard to take the environment into consideration when we're building and designing the trails, staying away from riparian zones, staying away from any sensitive ecosystems. And so the intent is that it's an enjoyable outing in nature.
I want to ask just about the process of getting this all approved. You have to go through multiple municipalities. How strenuous is this process and what does this involve?
Yeah, so there's three sort of core municipalities: Highlands, View Royal, and Saanich. And we'd like to work with all three of those first and get alignment with their trail and parks plans. And then after we have that alignment, we need to work with the Capital Regional District, which is the fourth, because they have a bunch of parks and they also have the master planning for trails for the region. But we'd like to go to them once we have the alignment with the three municipalities.
Right. Yeah. To give yourself a bit of leverage, I guess.
Yes, exactly. So we were successful with Highlands Council about 3 weeks ago. They agreed that they wanted to work with us. And so we're working now with their planning department to align our vision with their planning. And then the third step is around consultation and stakeholder engagement, starting with Indigenous communities. That's critical. They have traditional rights and title to the land. And so we'll work with them. And then if there's agreement on a route, then we shift towards project management, fundraising. It could be that municipalities do the building within their sort of parks plan. We could do some building. We can leverage volunteers. And then we also do maintenance work.
So what does it actually take to build a trail?
I think a lot of people go through trails and don't think too much about them, which makes sense to me. I mean, you're out there for the environment, not necessarily to think about how the trail became. But you know, in the beginning, there's a lot of research, just basically finding out about the area and the different users, why they go out, where they go, you know, what sort of connections they might be making. Then, sorry, we're walking up a hill, so
yeah, that's okay.
then we do a lot of ground research, finding, you know, any endangered or sensitive species. And so you take all of that and then basically plot an alignment that seems to make sense through, you know, to connect the points that you need to connect. We go in at that point and we'll clear out just the larger brush so that you can actually see the general lay of the land. We remove the organic matter from the trail surface, roots and decaying plants. And when you've removed matter from the ground, of course you end up with a hole or a ditch. So we bring in rock and what's called mineral soil, which is basically some tiny little rocks, and we refill it in, and that creates a stable surface for the traffic, but as well, it allows it to drain so that the water, whether it's running down the hill or it's coming from the skies, when it hits your trail, it drains through the trail. It doesn't sit on top and puddle.
You sound like you have a vast experience building trails.
I've been doing it for quite a few years, absolutely, yes.
You know, when you're actually out there building a trail, what is the satisfaction? You know, what's going through your mind when you're actually digging out a trail?
I think that one of the biggest satisfactions for me and for a lot of other people that work on it is that tangible being able to look back and see that, you know, what's once was sort of maybe a roughed area or is now a ribbon of trail. I really enjoy that, and I find that a lot of the people that come out and work with us mention that, you know, after a day's work they look back and go, wow, this is so cool, like this wasn't even here before. Yeah. And then from that, you know, being able to come back to the trail after it's been created and share it with the, you know, family, friends, you know, have other people tell you about it sort of thing, and they'll be, yeah, we helped out with that.